The universe refuses to be categorized a podcast. Whoa, welcome back. I don't know if this sounds any different, but I'm recording this in my new house using headphones, and I just want to let you see it is 10:26 at night. This is scandalous. I do not usually record anything at this point, and I'm usually not even awake at this point. But I have had 3 weeks off-ish while my kids run school holidays, and it was beautiful, and it's our first week back at school this week, and I just want to get back into creating again. And I'm also taking tomorrow off because on wonderful Wednesdays I have Pilates and then I go to River Reed and I fill up my well. So I was like, you know what? I am going to record this now. So I've just finished writing the blog post for my big June biz and life review, where I tell you the inside gossip of everything that's happened, including I give you my income, my expenses, profit levels, all that stuff. And the rest of my family is asleep, and so in the new house we have a spare room that I use as an office, and I've been sleeping in here just for the time being because my kids have moved into new bedrooms, and my youngest still feels a little bit, nervy about it, so I'm sleeping in the spare room just to be next to her room. And she's doing really, really well, and I'm so proud of her. But it means that I've got this little room that's kind of like a room of one's own, and I'm absolutely loving it. It reminds me of when I was at boarding school and I used to live in kind of, a 2 meter by 2 meter room, and it was absolutely fucking chock-a-block with my life. There was art on every inch of the walls, and I would make and read and study and sleep and have friends, and everything happened in that tiny little 4 meter squared area. And so I kind of have this here, and even more so because it's all a little walk-in robe, and I've decided to make it kind of a storage area for a lot of my art and office supplies and stuff. But then one day I was having kind of a difficult sensory day, and my CBD oil, which I've been prescribed and it's been helping hugely with my autism over sensory stuff, it's been out of stock at my supplier for a month, and so I've been on kind of just rations using kind of 10% of what I usually use. And so anyway, it's hit me hard, and one day it was hitting particularly hard, and I was like, this sucks that I have to raw dog life without CBD when I finally found this thing that actually works incredibly well for my brain. And so I crept into the tiny little walk-in robe, and I put in lots of blankets in here, and I put sparkle lights in here, and it's my little sensory deprivation chamber, and I fucking love it. And so I'm recording to you from my little sensory deprivation chamber. But what I think is hilarious as well is that my kids have discovered it, of course, and so most nights they will come in here into the little separate sensory deprivation chamber together, curl up together, and hang out in here for hours. I love it. So it's our little sensory chamber together. It's really beautiful. And I really love that this part of the journey where I actually I recognize, okay, this is where I'm at. I have autism. I've just been diagnosed with ADHD as well. I was diagnosed previously, and now I had to go through the psychiatric diagnosis to start testing our ADHD medication, but I'm really learning, just protect your senses, Leonie. Just give yourself whatever tools and support and resources you need in order to feel less fucking bedraggled by life. So I am. So I've got my little sensory deprivation chamber in here with the sparkly lights, and it is gold. I absolutely love it. I even bought lava lamps for ourselves, for me and the family, and I love them, and the whole family loves them, so highly recommend. Anyway, this is all a long way of telling you, hi, I'm here in my little twinkly sensory deprivation chamber, and I'm really happy. I'm really happy. So, as usual, I'm going to share like my usual review of the previous month. I'm going to cover like what worked and what didn't in my life, what I've created in my business, how much revenue I generated, my goals for next month, and I'm going to include expenses as well because people are interested in those. If you want to go check out the pie charts and pictures and photos from the previous month, go to leoniedawson.com/June22 and you'll find it there. So my goals for June were really simple, is I wanted to stay sane. Yay, I did that, nailing it. I wanted to finish unpacking, and yeah, we're pretty much there, like 90% there. There's still a few boxes left for Chris's office. We've still got to do some more runs to the recycling center for packing boxes, and we're still not fully organized, but you know, it's good. It's really good. We're very cozy here. And I wanted to reinstall good habits because when you change your life in any way, like even just going on holidays, you lose your habits. It's like a clean slate. And so, from reading Atomic Habits and Gretchen Rubin's book, what's it called? Good, great, goody great, something. Better than before. That's what it's called. Nothing to do with goody great. It's better than before. Yeah, it's really important to realize the power of clean slates in like one, you can create new habits, and two, you can also like lose your old good habits. So I wanted to start reinstalling those, and I'm kind of on track with that. So I'm doing a habit tracker in my bullet journal every week. Just to remind myself, to do the daily things like either do 10 minutes of yoga or go for a walk, to make sure I do reading with my kids, to journal pages, to make sure I take my medication. There's a whole bunch of things, and the habits change all the time. It's just whatever I feel like I need to bring back into my life. On the business front, I really wanted to decide what to do next, and I did decide. And I decided to run a sale, which was a couple of weeks ago, and I'll tell you about the results of that later. I wanted to get back on track with my usual business habits. That's slowly happening because in June, I really just enjoyed having my kids home for 3 weeks on school holidays, and I am totally fine to forego good business habits when I get the absolute honor and joy of having my kids around. Now, I would like to say a little disclaimer, like I am in the sweet spot of parenting right now. I have an 8-year-old and a 12-year-old and they are gorgeous. And I definitely didn't feel as excited about spending time with them when they were younger. Like, as in, I loved them, and looking after toddlers is fucking exhausting. So now it's not exhausting. It's basically like I've just got two little mates that like to hang out and do crafty shit and have silly adventures with their mum. It's awesome. So I've got like two sidekicks. And also, I'm not in the teen stage where they think I suck yet. I mean, it's coming. I totally think it's probably coming. But for right now, sweet spot. So that's where we're at. And the last goal I wanted to have was to just keep encouraging my incubator clients, which is my small group coaching thing. No, I'm not recruiting anyone more. No, I'm not doing it again. I do it once every 10 years or so. So you look out for that in 2032. Okay, now what I got up to in life. Well, I can tell you, like, it was a very wild and full and social month for me. It was lovely, but it was a wee adventure. So we moved into our new home 3 days before the start of June. So month was really spent unpacking and getting settled. We're still completely in love with our new house and so glad that we made our move. It's very cozy and comfortable and we feel really at ease here. Plus, Chris's parents moved into our investment property in the same suburb. They were two hours away previously, and it's just a real blessing just to have them, you know, 5 minutes drive from us, and to be able to spend more time with them, and for the kids to have more time with their grandparents and all that kind of stuff. It's just, it's lovely. It really, really is. My kids also finished up their school term. My eldest performed a song at their end of term concert, and I was just so fucking happy for her. Like, sometimes she can feel performance anxiety, as we all do, and she was so confident and brave, and I was just like, you champion, you absolute champion. And then we celebrated the end of school term by descending upon like the local crepe store with like 12 kids and 6 mums. It was so much fun. And then me and the other mums kind of like traded off kids for the rest of the day so that we could all attend parent teacher conferences. So mine went to the river with friends and her mum. Well, I talked to their teachers, and then we swapped and I took her kid home, and it was great. And teacher conferences, like, I want to say they were actually so awesome and so positive, which was so lovely, because like sometimes I go to parent teacher conferences and I feel like I'm going to have a fucking nervous breakdown afterwards, right? I'm just like, how have I failed? Like, I don't know. I hope fixate on anything that's not working and totally take it personally. And I know that's not healthy, but whatever. It is what it is. I'm working on it. Anyway, it was just awesome. And I had no, like, fucking existential crisis afterwards. So, yay! Yay, Team Us! Yay, Team Us! And honestly, I'm just so proud of how, like, kind of empathetic and hardworking my little mermaids are. And one of the teachers described how my littlest, when she sees another kid kind of upset, she's just like a little empathetic beacon, and her little eyebrows, like, the front of them go up, and she was like showing me how she was doing it. Like, the teacher was like doing it, and and I don't know, the image of my kids' little eyebrows like going up in the middle instead of at the ends, and just going like, oh, and being like a beacon and going, it's okay, we can sort out the problem together, don't worry, sometimes I feel like this too. And oh, it's so sweet. And also, like, I don't feel like I can lay claim to that level, like, to her emotional intelligence. Like, one, it's innate, it's born within her. And secondly, like, I want to recognize the fact that she has been very blessed to be in a classroom where other kids have done exactly the same thing to her when she's been anxious. And there has been some absolutely beautiful kids, some beautiful souls in there who would do exactly the same for Beth, and I just feel like she's just continuing to pay it forward, you know? Anyway, we went on to have 3 weeks of school holidays, and we originally thought we'd be, like, totally excitable and go on great adventures, but then we realized, like, the kids and us needed some, like, solid home time just to feel grounded in our new space, so that's what we did. It was a total joy. We planned out a herb patch. My kids spent endless hours out on the street playing with the neighbors' kids. We had lunch at the beach with the kids, and we almost died laughing playing Cards Against Humanity, the family edition. If you haven't played that, holy shit, that is some funny, funny shit. That is the best game we've ever played. Ever, ever, ever. And then we'd even get Chris's parents to play it with us. And when you've got grandparents playing with grandkids, like, she gets wild. She gets real wild. And this is just in the family edition. Like, I've never even played the adults edition. I can only imagine. Anyway, in other news, I also managed to accidentally end up at some kind of, like, concert, dance, I don't know, World Earth Day, whatever it was. There was a lot of middle-aged hippies just dancing barefoot in the park. And I say, yay, team go. I have no idea what happened, but it was great. I also went and had reflexology a few times to help just my feet and my body cope with moving aches and things like that. We also got our old acreage house painted and pressure washed and cleaned and spiffied up and styled and ready to go on the market, and that was kind of enormous to organize. I went to a full moon five rhythms dance, and I was really excited and looking forward to it, and I could totally see that it was, a beautiful experience for everyone going. However, for me, like, I lasted 20 minutes because it was just too much sensory overload for my autistic senses, because the music was up really loud and it was vibrating the floor and I couldn't escape from the sound. And I just was like, I zoomed my way out and I was like, you know what, Leonie, it's actually okay for you just to go. No, I'm not going to stay here. I'm not going to give myself a headache. I'm not going to give myself sensory overstimulation. I'm just going to go, you know what? This is beautiful, and it's also not right for me, especially for today. So I went and got myself a smoothie from Macca's. I went to the beach. I watched the moon on the waves, and it was dead set magical. And if you're wondering what the smoothie is, well, the smoothie is an Oreo McFlurry with caramel fudge. I mean, it's thick like a smoothie. It's got chunky bits, which some smoothies have. And I could have eaten it with a spoon or a straw. So technically, it is totally a smoothie, and I cannot be dissuaded otherwise. You're welcome. So, you know what? I highly recommend, if you ever find yourself in a position where you go to a hippie full moon dance and it's not for you, get yourself a Macca's smoothie. Go sit on the beach instead. Just watch the moon, like, light up the waves. It was fucking stunning. Highly recommend. I was so proud of myself for making that life choice. Our dear friend Ricky also came to visit, which was so nice. We've been friends for like 20 years now. We met online in the days before social media was around, and we met on Sark, the author Sark, her marvelous message board. This is like the early 2000s. We've been online friends and pen pals and real life friends and almost related in kind of a hilarious and bizarre way at one point. I'm not going to give you details, but it's hilarious. Anyway, we haven't really been able to see each other during the pandemic, and it was so nice to see her again. She's just such a beautiful soul. I had therapy. It was most excellent. Highly recommend. My 12-year-old started her own Wreck This Journal by Kerry Smith, and it just fucking thrilled me because I remember doing Wreck This Journal when it first came out in 2007. And I followed Kerry Smith's blog back in 2004. I feel like a fucking tween trendsetter here, guys. Like, I'm decades before the time. My daughter was like, oh, you've done it? Okay, whatever. Like, she wasn't very impressed, but I was really impressed with myself, and that's what's important. We had Chris's parents come over for lunch and morning tea quite a few times, including like this enormous Christmas in July barbecue bonanza. And the house that we bought has an outdoor kitchen. I know, I'm so posh. And the old owners left the barbecue and the outdoor fridges, like the little bar fridges and stuff, drinks fridge, because we don't really drink alcohol, so it's just full of like kombucha and sparkling water and Chris's Pepsi Max. We had an awesome time on the Barbie, and my husband was just like, me make fire, me burn meat. And it's just amazing, like, watching the men folk, because, like, his dad came over with for it as well, the ceremonial using of the barbecue, and both of them just standing there staring at the fire. Ooh, ha, ha. Man make fire, man make meat. Also, it's really funny when I look at them from the back, because my husband and his dad look very similar from the back, except my husband has hair and his dad doesn't. But they're like the same shoulders, same legs, everything. My husband's just a foot taller and has hair. And just to see the two of them just like, ooh, over, like, staring at this fire, it was just like, ah, oh, there's like a real genetic ancestral need here, isn't there? Okay, what else? Oh, yeah, I took the kids to the movies with bunch of their girlfriends to watch Minions. Like, I'll be honest with you, I fucking hate watching 99% of movies. Like, this is all movies, and I very rarely go to the movies. Like, so much of my 8-year-old had never been to the cinemas before. She's watched movies at home with her dad, and I will sit there and read a book on the couch while they watch the movie. Or I'll lay in bed and watch and read a book. Anyway, I got bored because I do. So I read most of Free to Focus by Michael Hyatt just on the Kindle app on my phone during the movie. Hot tip, because on your phone, on like if you get the free Kindle app, you can change it so it's a black screen with white writing and turn the dimmer way down so it wasn't disturbing anyone else. But I had a lovely little read and really enjoyed it. So Minions, good for you. Anyway, so that is about it. Like, that's just on the live front. In terms of the best books, my favourite books for June were a graphic novel called Kimiko Does Cancer by Kimiko Tobimatsu. We Should All Be Millionaires, A Woman's Guide to Earning More, Building Wealth, and Gaining Economic Power by Rachel Rogers. Stuck With You by Ali Hazelwood, and The Cheat Sheet by Sarah Adams. Like, all of them quite delicious. In terms of business front, I got to hang out face to face with my incubator coaching clients, the extraordinarily talented Castella. I love her. She is a surface pattern designer, and then she also teaches people how to have a surface pattern design business and do surface pattern designs, and it's very cool. Very, very cool. I also went to dinner with a gaggle of other local business goddesses. We had the best fucking time. Holy Jesus. My face hurt from laughing so much. So I just adored hanging out with Tash Corbin, Amanda Rudzi, Castella again, Claire Riley, and Bridget Asselmont. And if you want to like check out all their websites, if you go to leoniedawson.com/June22, you'll be able to find all of their magic miracles there. And I can't fucking wait for the next one in a few weeks. And I just want to say, like, hello. Look at me name dropping like a glamorous motherfucker. Like, am I? Between this and the outdoor kitchen, am I posh now? Am I? Am I posh? And then to add posh onto the posh fire, I crashed slash got invited as a special guest to Tash Corbin and Claire Riley's Finish Fest retreat they were running. They did like this picnic on the river, and it was like this luxury picnic that was beautifully set up and beautifully catered at sunset. It was so fucking beautiful with beautiful, adorable humans. Like, count me the fuck in. Amazing. It was so great. And I'd say it was like networking at its finest, if I was the kind to use the word networking, but I'm not. So I'll just say, I gently rubbed my nub upon other nubbly bums, and it was fucking glorious. And that's all I'll say about that. I also did weekly sales star calls. I did our usual monthly group coaching calls for all eCourse students. I did a coaching call for all my small group incubator coaching clients, and was doing, I'm in there 3 times a week at least. Answering their messages and all that kind of stuff. And we also ran a 3-day sale. So that for me is a whole lot of socializing and coaching calls that I don't ordinarily do. I usually do one call a month. And I did 6 calls. Watch that go. I know some people do a lot of calls and stuff, but I don't. I just don't. So that was a lot. And I saw people in face to face 3 times in a month. It's a fucking medical marvel, that shit. All right, didn't really do much blogging, truth be told, in June. It was fine. I was busy doing other things. Did a few interviews, including on the Becoming Me podcast, the Intentional Creator podcast, and the Planetcraft Pro Summit. If you want to find out a full list of the software that I use to run my business, go to leoniedawson.com/tools, and you can find all of them in there. And oh, the moment you're all been waiting for. How much money did I make in June while I was gallivanting about nubbling my nubs on other nubbly nubs and moving into my new house and having a fucking rip-roaring time? And not blogging, really. Okay, so in total, I made just under $80,000. It was like $79,825. Of course, like once accounting like comes in and like reconciliation, that number will move around, but it's in that ballpark. Now, in terms of where that income came from, I'll give you like the divvy up. So e-courses brought in $68,916. My passive income business, which I set up like 6 years ago, I worked on it actively for a couple of years, and now I don't do anything with it. So it's all just income that's 100% passive for me. That is $7,150. I'm an affiliate for Kajabi that brought in $1,500. I got the rest of an export market development grant, which was $1,374. My goal getter planners, the digital version brought in $371. My print royalties for it came in at $256. My Calm Christmas planner on Etsy brought in $24. My shares and ethical managed funds, there was no increase on those, but that's fine. In it for the long haul. My investment property, usually I'd record how much income I brought in, but because it's now converted to a family property for in-laws, I don't really want to share like how much we rented out or expenses or anything like that. But we've got an investment property. In terms of other things, there's three ways I made some free money this month as well. Watch me go. So we got $207 in cash back. And what that means is like we pay for all of our life and business expenses on awards credit cards that we pay off in full every single month before interest is charged. And then we take the awards as cash back. So like you get like all these awards points, and what you can do is like get free shit from their store, like toasters and kettles and like you could work up to getting an iPhone if you really wanted. Alternatively, you can convert it into gift cards, like from Flight Centre or Myer's or whatever. Or you can just take it as straight cash back to your account. We take it as cash back to our account because we don't need any other fucking kettles and we don't really want to buy anything. So we'll just take the money. Thanks. Cheers. Bye. So anyway, $270, $207. It's just money back for money that we've spent. It's free money, hooray, as long as you pay it off every single month religiously, however. I also got a $10 gift card from Honey, which is a free plug-in that helps like search for like coupons and discounts whenever I'm buying things online. Totally works a charm, and I save money. Sometimes it's like $25 in a single purchase. Sometimes I save nothing, but either way, it's worth using and checking. And I also get awards for using it that I then will cash out as an Amazon gift card, which is again free money. And then I use that to just like add to my Kindle balance. Now I know in some ways like I'm kind of embedded in the Amazon system now. Like I started buying Kindle, like the Kindle ebooks from there. Oh, my first Kindle, which is over 10 years ago now. And I know like that Amazon is problematic in its own way, and I'm just too fucking embedded in the system to get out because I literally have bought thousands and thousands of books and audiobooks through them. Anyway, that's fine. So I just use my Honey plugin to give me Amazon gift cards. Again, free money. Yay! And then Upstreet, which is currently at $17. So Upstreet is another free app that gives me like fractional, like mini shares when I purchase with participating companies. So, for example, with Marley Spoon, I was using Marley Spoon to do, like grocery recipe delivery, that kind of stuff. And when I use the Upstreet app, every time I put an order, I would get like between 1 to 2% of my order amount back in Marley Spoon shares. So I've now got like $17 worth of Marley Spoon shares just because I bought shit through Marley Spoon that I would have bought otherwise. Again, it's free money. Yay! Now, that is all the ways that I earned money this month. I thought I'd go through and give you a bit of an e-course income breakdown as well. Actually, you know what? It's really fucking boring to read that out loud. Basically, 40 days to create and sell your e-course. That brought in the most amount of sales. It's like 17 grand. And then it goes down from there. And if you want to see the full divvy up, even including a really sexy little pie chart that Zeta did up to show where I made the money, go to Leonie Dawson, the Golf Wolves Ledge, June 22. You can see it in there because I can't be bothered. Now, popular request, I'm going to include some of the expense, like the expenses for the business as well, to give you a bit more transparent look. Contractors, I spent $5,759. That's for one part-time customer service virtual assistant and one part-time online business manager. That's probably on the higher side for pricing, but I don't mind paying more for people who I trust and have like a long-term working relationship with. I just want them to feel appreciated, and I want them to be able to just live good lives, really. I also spend like part of that is $300 a month with one other person who is Tamara Protasso, who is one, my best mate, but she's also my accountability coach, and she runs Pure Accountability. And so she's just constantly like, I pay her to nag me to get my shit done, and it works really well. So thank you very much. The other big amount was affiliates, was about $7,200 for June. I'm very happy to pay that because people share about my work and I'm very, very grateful for them. And I would rather give it to women and non-binary and intersectional blokes than not that there's really any intersectional blokes, but you know, maybe. In a galaxy far, far away. I'm kind of in like mostly a dude-free environment. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is like mostly I just want to give chicks and hotties money instead of Mark Zuckerberg. So that works really well for me. That's my advertising spend. That's going to small women business owners. Whoop whoop. PayPal and account fees were like $1,133. Accounting was $3,000. Software subscriptions for everything that we use to run our business online was $2,235. Website hosting was $98. Our courses and books cost just over $1,000. And that's what we use to just for me and my staff to learn from because we're continuously learning. And I have to put in a minimum purchase order to qualify for my passive income business, and that's like 150 bucks. So total expenses is just over $20,000. And in terms of profit levels, that means that we earned a profit of just under $60,000, which is approximately 75% profit EBIT, which is earnings before interest and tax. And then from that profit, my husband and I will take salaries that we then pay personal tax on. We pay compulsory superannuation, and the rest of the profit will stay in like our holding company and regularly gets invested in ethical managed funds. If you want more details on how we manage and grow our income streams, my money course, Money Manifesting in Multiple Streams of Income, is the course for you. And if you want to learn how to create and sell e-courses, because clearly most of my income comes through e-courses, if you go to leoniedawson.com/e-course, you will find it there. And it's my number one selling course. Probably. Yeah, no, I think it is. Yeah, no, it is. No, we just did the statistics. Good on us. Okay, goals for next month. So, to be honest, I don't really want to set goals for July. I'm just going to float. I'm just going to trust myself and see what happens. And I'll let you know what happens in my July roundup, I guess. Look, babes, it's a fucking joy to be here. Thanks for letting me like hang out with you in my sensory deprivation chamber with the twinkle lights. I'm off to bed. Tomorrow's going to be a glorious day. Take the kids to school, do some errands with my hottie. Just behave like an absolute sex pest at him, truth be told. Then go to Pilates. Go have some tea and cake. Write in my journal. And just call it a day, really. Fucking nailed it. Look at me go. I love you all. Carry on being rad. I think that's all I've got to say. Okay, bye. No, you hang up. You hang up. No, big boy.